WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Changes coming to Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing they are getting rid of fact checkers and moving the company's trust and safety team from California to Texas to remove concern that, quote, biased employees are over-censoring content. The nation bidding farewell to former President Jimmy Carter, who will lie in state in Washington later tonight. ABC Steve Osunsami is in Atlanta.
He will be flown to D.C. today for a public visitation that will take place at the U.S. Capitol. Then the state funeral is Thursday, where President Biden will deliver a eulogy, and we expect every living president to be in attendance. Then he'll be flown home for private burial at his home.
That will take place in Plains, Georgia. Red flag warnings in effect through parts of Southern California as authorities warn of dangerous fire conditions brought on by Santa Ana winds. 9 deaths and tens of thousands of power outages, the toll from this week's big snowstorm affecting much of the country. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New lawmakers have been sworn in, and the new legislative session has begun at the state capitol. And now a familiar name is representing a portion of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
The 107th session of the Wisconsin legislature kicked off Monday with the inauguration of new state lawmakers. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley swearing in the new members of the state assembly.
On a lighter note, I will note that Benjamin Franklin has joined the Wisconsin assembly. So I would be remiss in not adding a fourth quote, words of wisdom to guide you all in your work. Well done is better than well said.
Benjamin Franklin is a new assembly member from De Pere. The Republican represents the 88th Assembly District, covering De Pere, Alloway, Bellevue, and a small part of Green Bay.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin gets a C for its gun laws. That's according to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. But the balance of the legislature is changing, and some advocates hope gun laws get more attention. The center compares each state's gun laws with deadly outcomes. And according to Lindsay Nichols from the center, they find the same results every time. The stronger a state's gun laws, the lower the death rate. And the weaker the laws, the more people die.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
She says Wisconsin could benefit from banning assault rifles and large capacity magazines and could have a longer waiting period and red flag laws. Now, despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Right now, we're at 11.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike.
because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe will join us.
He's talking about kids playing in mud and adults playing with power.
What does it mean?
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Democrats and as a party, we have a constitution to follow. I was incredibly proud and moved by Vice President Harris. She clearly set the tone for Congress, for the party, I think for the country. In the way that she has said her words this morning on the video, has her statements over the past few weeks, and certainly today, just the poise was a complete class act on her part. So I'm very proud of her today and proud of our party. The same can't be said, of course, for Donald Trump and what happened 4 years ago. And I think it goes to show you that we are a party of responsible grown-ups who believe in democracy. And it's just a shame that they can't be said on the other side.
Representative Bob Garcia of the great state of California. All right. Happy 2025, everybody. By the way, we can't even keep up with the sexy liberal D.C. January 18th on panel.
Yep.
Chris, help me. JoJo from Jurors.
Right.
Olivia Troy.
Right.
George Conway.
Uh-huh.
Harry Dunn.
Yes.
Capital 6, January 6th, Capital
more.
Officer. Yes, and a cast of thousands to be announced. As I speak. All right.
I'll keep double you. Check.
Yes. By the end of the show, I may know more. Tyson says, Mama. Oh, and also you can get pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com. Mama, Jody, Chris, it's Tyson in Albuquerque. Audrey, Charlie Rangel mimic dad.
Charlie Rangel.
That's Audrey, who is 74 now.
Yeah, she's collecting Social Security.
She's
got
great-grandchildren.
Well, not if the Republicans have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
They will snatch Audrey's Social Security. From like Cindy Lou Hook's candy cane.
But the president just saves public workers' Social Security.
For now.
Oh, for now.
I've been licking my wounds, questioning reality like a lot of us godless libs have been. Wanted to share with you, I got a new puppy. I rescued Betty. Betty. Hi, Betty. From the pound. She's a shepherd cause she had a rough start. She was saved from an abusive situation, had to have her rear leg amputated due to an unhealed trauma. Betty Blanca, named after the late, great Betty White. Betty Blanca, get it?
Yes, I get it, yeah.
To honor her work with animal groups, Betty is my inspiration to go on, be strong, and overcome anything, even Trump 2.0, God help us. Love you, Mama, Jody, Chris, and assorted underlings. Well, I mean, everyone's an underling compared to me.
Maybe Bonnie and Clyde were the underlings.
Can I just say, we mentioned this yesterday, we're all going to need our comfort things, and my Bonnie, the pets are definitely Bonnie and Clyde. I was explaining the sleep situation.
Right.
We sleep as like one organism. They are like two cemented to my
amoebas. They're like amoebas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but also
but they weigh a lot more.
Right, but they also have me pinned down. They're like two like bowling balls with spikes on them. They're like they have me pinned under the covers. They're on either side of me, so I have to do it's kind of a plank, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a plank. It's a yoga move. If I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, it's a
you gotta slide out.
Yeah, you cannot move them in any way.
No.
Yeah, but But they're all, they're warm and snuggly, and we're all going to need ours.
Are they under the covers or over the covers?
No, they're over the covers so that I cannot get out of the covers.
So they've
mummied you.
So I am
pinned down. Yes, I am like a mummy.
Right.
Pinned
Have you thought about opening the bottom part so it's not tucked under the bottom?
Right, maybe you could crawl out the end of the bed.
You could crawl under them.
That's an even longer plank move to the bottom of the bed. At least this way I can try. All right. Listen, you know who else is snuggly? You know who else.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh. Yep. I think you're on mute, honey.
No, I can't hear you.
It says something, your speaker, something.
Take it out and plug it back in again.
So. Okay, let's try that. Oh, let's reboot Charlie.
There we go, try it now.
All right.
Hi, Charlie.
Can you hear us?
There he is, yay.
Yes, okay, here we go.
Hi, Charlie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yay, the audio's working. That's all I care about.
Right.
So, Charlie, we had as I said, feces-free certification of the votes yesterday on January 6th. Something new we're trying here.
Yes, I couldn't bear to watch the Democrats being noble.
Oh, I know.
I mean, after 2000 and 2020, I don't watch that ceremony.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying just everything you need to know is Deb Fisher's husband refusing to shake the sitting vice president's hand. I mean, just it's they've become their whole party, just classless and mean and rude.
Oh, I didn't know about Deb Fisher.
Yeah, Vice President Harris shook her hand, and she went to shake her husband's hand, and he deliberately
didn't even look her in the eye.
Yeah, just deliberately.
America's least significant senator.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing, Charlie, but we're supposed to reach out now or bend the knee or be, you know, bipartisan. Screw that, I say. No, what say you, sir?
I'm not ready to make nice.
Thank you. You're an honorary chick.
Because, my hometown congressman is Jim McGovern, so.
Yeah, he's great.
I take my lead for him.
Yeah, he's great. How about this? France's President Macron stated Elon Musk is directly intervening in elections, including Germany, and is supporting a new reactionary international. In at least three other European leaders, blah, 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 have called out Musk in the last 24 hours. If only we could do that with President Musk, as we like to call him, right?
Yes. I mean, I'm all in favor of President Biden deporting him immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
as a danger to American democracy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, here we are. Someone
back to the ammo mine with you.
By the way, would you like some gossip, Charlie? This is my.
I would love some
the
gossip.
First stories are about the breakup are starting.
Uh oh.
Trump privately complains about clingy Elon Musk, according to Maggie Haberman. Donald Trump is publicly thrilled to have first buddy Elon Musk camping out a few hundred feet from his house. Privately, he seems to be tiring of Musk dropping in whenever he feels like it.
Camping out? Is he living like in a tent on the beach?
Yeah, he's living at Mar. He's renting a place at Mar. He's like
a
Kramer.
Casita.
He's the Kramer.
Yeah,
of-
he's renting a casita
yes.
at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had them. So he's literally a cabana boy.
Yes, he has been renting the $2,000 a night Banyan Cottage at Trump's private Mar-a-Lago club. Trump does complain a bit to people about how Musk is around a lot, according to the New York Times.
Is he reading any top secret documents or secreted in the cabana?
Probably.
Apparently, we're everywhere down there. So.
Yeah.
Musk has been able from his little whatever. Cabana.
Casita?
Yes. Yeah. He's been able to attend Trump's personnel meetings and crash awkward dinners with rival tech billionaires like Jeff Bezos. He's really parked himself in Trump's face, Haberman writes. It's not clear how long that will last. Trump hasn't even taken office yet, and already Musk has inserted himself in policy battles to the point of Democrats calling him President Musk. It definitely bothers him, Haberman said of Trump's reaction to that taunt. Trump is a one-ring circus, and to his longtime friends, I'm not sure Musk has figured that out yet. I think a bunch of people around him are also struggling with how aggressive Musk can be in their interactions. He seems more willing to irritate Trump than some of his other advisors. The fact that he's willing and able to fund primary challengers probably buys him more time than usual, but it's still a fraught relationship. It's like watching shifting sands around Trump. It's like this one's up, this one's down, but no one's ever totally out. What is your prediction
like
for this?
Like sands through the hourglass.
Right.
These are the days of my month.
I mean, this whole mega fight over the holidays was just fascinating. So he's been running on this anti-immigrant platform forever. And Musk and Ramaswamy are like, yeah, Americans are too dumb for these jobs. We got to bring people in.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but you got to remember that Elon Musk actually has all the money Donald Trump wishes he had.
Right.
Right.
You know?
That's right. He worships that, but he hates the President Musk thing. I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
Which is why the Democrats should use it like every day.
Oh yeah. Yes, it appears to be working.
In fact, they should call the White House switchboard once a day. Every Democratic member of Congress should call the White House switchboard every day and ask for President Musk.
And if not, Prince Albert in a can. Oh, by the way,
or if the refrigerator's running.
Right.
Right.
Oh, by the way, as we mentioned over the holidays, we also missed making Canada the 51st state.
51st state.
Right. Yeah.
Buying Greenland and taking back the Panama Canal.
Well, Donald Jr. is going to Greenland.
Yes, so that's what I was about to bring up with you, that yes, Trump announced that his son, Cokie McCokespoon, will be going to Greenland in preparation for the territory becoming part of our nation.
Has anyone told Denmark?
Yeah.
Yes. Denmark would like a word. I'm hearing the people of Greenland are mega.
One guy.
Okay. He said, Greenland's an incredible place. The people will benefit tremendously.
He's never been to Greenland. How can he say it's an incredible place?
And when it becomes a part of our nation, we will protect it, cherish it from a very vicious outside world. Make Greenland great again.
It's got a lot of nice minerals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only reason he wants it, because it fits the MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Epigram.
I believe Hitler said that about Poland.
Mm-hmm. Georgia and Guatemala are next.
Yeah.
Who's that right-wing douche on CNN, Brian Jennings? I think he said Scott Jennings. They said should we take Greenland over by force if necessary? He goes, yeah. You know, there aren't many people there.
50,000.
I'm just like, what? I mean,
and we can kill all of them anyway.
No.
I think Hitler said Poland was wearing a really tight dress. I think, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was asking for it.
Yes.
Bent over that pinball machine.
Right, Poland was bent over the... Stop it, Chris. Stop
what?
Leading me astray.
It's his job.
Charlie, I'm telling you, as a journalist, a keeper of the facts, we are really going to have to be vigilant. We were just talking about Trump saying that Biden is making the transition as difficult as possible. And you remember 4 years ago yesterday, the transition was, is difficult the word?
Apparently they've done like none of the paperwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because no rules apply to them. They don't need no stinking badges, I guess. He blasted Biden for making the transition. Okay. If there is a God, Charlie, wouldn't he just burst into flames the moment he says that?
It's astonishing. He knows full well that enough people believe him that he can say anything
at this
point.
Yeah. Biden has welcomed Trump to the White House for a convivial meeting, has pledged to attend the inauguration. There's that. Trump didn't even attend the inauguration, right?
And Biden's already said he's going to do that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just, this is what it's going to be. Up is down, black is white for 4 years, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Wait till all of the, you know, all the rest of the good stuff that Biden did kicks in, and he starts taking credit for it.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, Peter Baker, for finally writing a piece about how great the Biden administration's record is.
That piece may have enraged me more than any other piece that ever appeared in the New York Times.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about the classic now warning. It's not a warning though. It's like
too late
now. Operation.
Yeah, it's the closing the barn door section of our mainstream media. So, you know, but then what? Because, you know, Trump will take credit, you know, 12:01 on January 20th. Suddenly it'll be all his accomplishments.
Yep.
And the press seems like we'll largely let him.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said absolutely. He'll probably do it as an inaugural address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although God alone knows what this one's going to be like. I sat through the last one, like 30 feet from the podium. With a bunch of other reporters going, holy crap.
Do I have to get that audio?
No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, good. Thank you.
No. No, we will be the alternative programming on Inauguration Day. We're doing a blackout. Nobody's watching that. Charlie, this is speaking of facts. This is why they have got to release the Jack Smith reports.
This would be the final demonstration that Merrick Garland was a really bad choice, mm-hmm. is if he somehow stifles this report.
Yeah. As Joe Biden has apparently admitted, and several DOJ insiders have
apparently they're now appealing to Judge Flamenco Dancer down there in Florida.
Oh, really?
Cannon. Oh, God.
Yeah, because one of the parts of the report is about the documents.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she would have standing to withhold, I guess, at least that part of the report.
That's the important part.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been saying over and over, Charlie, they're going to rewrite, for his ego, they're going to rewrite the 2020 election.
They're already halfway rewritten January 6th.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Geraldo Rivera, I knew it wouldn't be long before
Geraldo
he went back
Rivera.
To his bad ideas. He says he called on Trump to pardon those who took part in the January 6th Capitol riots, arguing it was the right thing to do after he wrecked their lives by inciting them. Yes, he did all that, but no. I mean, it remains to be seen if what's left of the rule of law after he takes office, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do have to give Joe Biden credit for giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to everybody this guy hates.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's there was a little bit of Dark Brandon energy.
I'm surprised Stormy Daniels didn't get one.
Oh, come on. There's still time,
Joe.
All right. Charlie.
Where would you hang it?
Right?
Charlie, Happy New Year. We're late. I didn't realize how late
we're late.
Are.
Goodbye.
Okay,
that's
love
right.
You.
You got an FBI raid today.
We do.
I got a
we
G-Spot do. Man coming up. I got to go. Goodbye.
The G-Spot Villa. All right. That's 20, the Chicago way.
Yeah. Thanks, 20, Charlie.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo. The state of the world today. Okay, there is a way you can make a difference, right? And you can not bend the knee, not surrender,
right.
Not obey in advance, but get behind a company that shares your values. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on, over $95 million to date.
Yep.
That's where you're, right? And all of these places are going to need our help more than ever. That's where all of your hard-earned dollars are going, and you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number, bam, so easy. CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't interrupt Jody and I when we're fighting. We're having a screaming girl fight.
Uh-huh. The pillows will be out in a minute.
What are you screaming about?
Nothing, just stuff. Okay. Michelangelo in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Well, good morning, folks. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm a little under with it, so I hope you can hear me. Commander Karen, we had a Zoom last night. You were invited to come. You didn't come to our party. So what I want to say is maybe here in 2025, you might want to come and visit for all the folks there in the group, Kevin from D.C. and Sue from...
Go visit where?
Their Zoom meeting.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come and visit our party.
All right. Well, I'm having the party is in D.C. January 18th, people. It is the big, sexy liberal party, the extravaganza, the finale. I haven't even checked my inbox whether I have more bookings, but we have it's right. The American Resistance 2.0 begins People's March and then Sexy Liberal at the Warner Theater.
Right.
JoJo from Jurors, George Conway, Olivia Troy, Harry Dunn so far on panel.
Basically the cast of 300.
We have a lot more surprises to go, and it's available pay-per-view for only $20. Get it. Chris, might you take your organ out for me? Thank you so much. Charlie was just mentioning the medals that Joe Biden gave out, some of which did have Dark Brandon energy, like George Soros. That was good one, Dark Brandon. But how is this just how on point is this for our friends on the, you know, Christian right? Right-wing pastor Kent Christmas. Oh, his name's actually Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Oh. He predicted that God would kill President Biden because he awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros. He made the remarks during a Sunday sermon in church. Of course he did. Because this is American Christianity today. Okay. Wow, wow, wow. That story and the, what do you call it, Deb Fisher's husband snubbing the sitting vice president's handshake, it just tells you everything you need to know about this hot mess of a party. 29 minutes after the hour, Frankie Figgs. How you doing? Frank Luguzzi next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Staff at Group Health Cooperative are working on unionizing. They filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board to have a union election. Lawyers for the potential union say right now 229 employees will be eligible to vote, but GHC is pushing to get that number up to 475. The union would represent staff at seven GHC clinics. And Wisconsin, unlike 20 other states in the union, has no way for voters to propose new laws or referenda on the ballot. We've seen these laws come into play across the country, most often when voters have been approving abortion rights after the fall of Roe v. Wade. Well, Governor Tony Evers wants Wisconsinites to have those same opportunities. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to give residents more say in creating laws. Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the new state budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones and would be able to place binding referenda on the ballot.
It's no secret that since I took office, Republican legislators have repeatedly ignored the will of the people of Wisconsin, a majority of whom support proposals like restoring Roe and access to safe legal abortion, legalizing and taxing marijuana like we do alcohol, funding our public schools, and implementing common sense gun safety reform.
Governor Evers proposed a similar plan back in 2022 after the overturning of Roe v. Wade temporarily triggered an abortion ban in the state.
Now, Republicans already killed this proposal once, and they have the power to do it again. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says any non-budgetary proposals included in the budget would be removed. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Right now, we're at 11.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Jane.
Immediate reaction.
misdirection or misinformation that was put out that this was somehow related to the border is at a minimum a huge distraction from the real investigative efforts that need to be undertaken, which are more difficult than simply throwing out that the problem is related to the border, as if every problem is related to the border, which we know is not true. The border deserves to be defended and respected, but it is not the cause d'etre of all of these things that have happened. And the whole radicalization process is very difficult for law enforcement generally, local, state, federal. And the so-called lone wolf, the person who doesn't act in concert with anyone else, so there are no communications to intercept. There's no way to get an informant inserted. Those kinds of investigative methods don't work when you're talking about a lone wolf. So you have this combination of really trying to understand what is still, I think, a mystery to most in law enforcement, all in law enforcement, actually, is this radicalization process, but also the lone wolf phenomenon.
Former Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano, you know, this guy, as handsome as he is, when you see him on your TV, you're like, oh, something bad happened.
Good morning, Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Former G-Man.
FBI.
Frank Flaguzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Flaguzzi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
Flaguzzi, Frank.
I feel like I knew my favorite G-Man.
She's got you all.
Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're the FBI and you fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Flaguzzi. Good morning, Frank. Frankie Figs, how you doing?
Frankie Figs, yeah, that was my name when I was in the mob, and then I saw the light. Went into the bureau, and I didn't think they were going to take me after my background, but they did. They did.
You don't think of G-Man as being funny, but he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, Frank, to Janet Napolitano's point, this is just, first of all, Trump's not even in office yet, but how dangerous, to her point, is this to law enforcement when you have what will be the president just shooting off misinformation immediately, first of all, based on an erroneous Fox News report that this was, you know, this guy was an illegal immigrant that had come across the border, when, as we know, it turns out he's an American citizen born in Texas, right?
Yeah, what we're going to experience on steroids is the difference between fact-based truth and Trump-based truth. So if Trump wants to tell us that this guy in New Orleans came over the border, about half the country is going to be willing to take it and swallow it. And let's look at the news this morning. Meta has decided that they're not going to do fact-checking anymore.
Yeah.
So now we're in an environment where there's really no counter to the lies being put out. This guy had no connection to the border. We can't even find an international connection directly other than probably sitting at home online getting recruited remotely.
And I think of Chris Wray testifying, you know, what we all know, that the statistic 90-something percent of our terrorism problem, of course, is right-wing, you know, white supremacist, whatever you want to call it, extremism here in the United States. Well, you know, Trump, no one will ever say that. Everything will be, it's all left-wing violence, because they say that no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how law enforcement works in that environment.
Well, Trump has said, right, repeatedly on day one, he's going to pardon at least some, if not all, of the January 6th defendants. So it's literally rewriting history. This idea of, hey, don't look over here at domestic extremism. Look over here at the border. That's a problem. We have a legit problem with homegrown violent extremists of the violent jihad nature. And if we're going to pretend that, oh, no, they're not Americans, they're not Texans, they're not Army veterans, then we're going to have a problem getting out in front of them.
And look at this. He said barely a word about the Vegas bomber who was a MAGA extremist, basically, that blew up the Tesla, right? I mean, it basically was the same rhetoric from January 6th. So we got to kill all the Democrats in Washington, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
well, I also think the media is partly to blame here, Stephanie, because they're really not publishing a lot of this guy's in Las Vegas. A lot of this guy's very pro-Trump statements. Now, he was suffering from PTSD, mental illness. The guy was a sergeant in the Green Berets. It's a horrible, tragic story.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's not suppress what may have motivated this guy.
Yeah. Well, to this whole point, Trump has had a lot to stay in the aftermath of the attack in New Orleans. Most of it has been, I love this reporting, deeply unfortunate.
Yeah.
Meaning untrue. He has peddled ugly misinformation. So, but the one element people are commenting on, so I just want to get your take on it. He said the DOJ, FBI, and departments, state and local prosecutors have not done their job. They're incompetent and corrupt, having spent all their waking hours unlawfully attacking their political opponent, me, rather than focusing on protecting Americans from outside and inside violent scum that has infiltrated all aspects of our government and our nation itself. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this to happen to our country. The CIA must get involved now before it's too late. So as this piece points out, get involved how exactly? It's not clear like who or what Trump expects the CIA to investigate. It would be bizarre given that they have no jurisdiction, right? There's this supposed to be foreign intelligence gathering. Mm-hmm. The matter can be handled by state, local, and federal law enforcement. Maybe he envisions a scenario in which the agency targets state, local, and federal prosecutors. If so, that would probably be illegal. Not sure that will matter. Trump 2.0. Perhaps he'd like to see the CIA hunt for the violent scum that he says has infiltrated our government. Once again, these people don't appear to exist in reality. The CIA has no such authority to launch a scum search. I mean, the ways he's going to use the FBI, CIA, you name it, is just sort of boggles the mind, doesn't it?
We're in for some real potential abuses of authority and power, or just as you said, with regard to CIA, just outright discarding the rules and laws about what the CIA can do, what the NSA can do. So now you're going to have potentially Kash Patel at heading up FBI. You're going to have his man John Ratcliffe over at CIA. And yes, could he turn those agencies into domestic spy agencies? Absolutely. Would we ever know about it until it's too late, particularly with CIA? We won't know.
Yeah. So you retweeted a piece that the man responsible for the truck attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day that killed 14 people visited the city twice before and recorded video of the French Quarter with Meta smart glasses. Yep. I'm a techno spaz, so this is way above my pay grade. So they believe, as Janet Napolitano was saying, he acted alone. But talk to us about that particular thing. I guess he could have live streamed the horrible event, but he didn't. But tell us about those.
Well, with regard to the Meta glasses, it appears he was using them for himself, meaning go back home after you ride your bike around the French Quarter, look at what you've done, and see if you've got identified vulnerability spots, targets, weak areas. You know, he wanted to case the place, yeah, as they say. I've written a column last week on MSNBC Daily about Turo, which is a commonality between the Las Vegas case and the New Orleans case.
I was just going to ask you. Go ahead. Talk about what it is. You said.
Yeah, and I want to be careful to say, look, there's no inherently evil thing about Turo. Lots of people use it. It's a cheap alternative.
Yeah.
But don't mistake it for a brick and mortar rental car company. You can loan out your car for a fee to anybody who wants to rent it. And here's the problem for law enforcement. Turo is, over the last few years, being used for crimes, including bank robbery, human smuggling, drug dealing, because that license plate comes back to you. It's your car. It doesn't come back to the rental company. And that makes it very hard and prolongs law enforcement's efforts to figure out whose car it really is and who's really in that car committing the criminal act.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have a personal question since I happen to have a former FBI agent on. So my sister and her family were out visiting, and they borrowed my car to go visit my brother-in-law's family, and apparently they got on a toll road by accident. And my sister's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I think they got a picture of your license plate, so you're probably going to get it.
They'll mail you a bill.
They'll mail you a bill.
Yeah.
You'll get the bill.
Like, thanks, Mayor. Okay.
Very, very succinctly how Turo is a problem.
Right. I'm like, thanks. That wasn't me. It was my stupid sister. Okay.
You're not going to get a ticket. You're just going to get a bill for the toll.
Yes, I will be sending that right along to North Carolina.
Yes.
But so, yeah, I hadn't even heard about this. But so both of the New Orleans and they had used Turo. So you said, yeah, as you just said, reports suggest peer-to-peer rentals are more likely to attract criminals and be used for by criminals than those from vehicle rental companies. And you just said it, you did say it's too bad that companies are trying to make renting a vehicle cheaper for the renter and safe and lucrative for the owner, have to contend with people using it to commit crimes. So, but you talk about how it slows down law enforcement, though, right? So talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, it's a speed bump, no pun intended. It is because those officers, Border Patrol has complained about this because of the drug and human smuggling around the border, and they run a license plate. It comes back to Frank Figluzzi, but I don't know. You know, I rented my car to some guy, and now, you know, he's using it for smuggling, and it takes a long time to figure out what has really transpired there. Yeah. That's the issue. The other thing that's happening with Turo is you have a choice if you're going to rent your car out. You can have somebody come to your home, which obviously is problematic, and pick up the car. Now they know your address. Or you could say, hey, it's on the corner of Maple and Oak. And the keys are in the car, and it's those cars are getting stolen left and right by people who just browse the app and go, hey, there's a rental car on Maple and Oak.
This seems like a bad idea on so many levels, but you know, it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper than renting a car.
Right. But also, as you were saying, if it's a terrorism investigation, it slows you down, because if you don't know, for instance, someone acted alone, it's slowing you down finding out what's happening.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. They got to get better at this. And I feel for the owner of Turo. They were about to have an initial public offering to go public. Yikes. And now it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. So I saved this story for you, too. Federal agents found one of the largest stockpiles of homemade explosives they've ever seized. They arrested a Virginia man on firearms charges last month. More than 150 pipe bombs and other devices. Several apparent pipe bombs were found in a backpack in the home's bedroom, completely unsecured. He shares the home with his wife and two young children. What could go wrong there? But so interestingly, in terms of law enforcement, Frank, it says defense attorneys argued in a motion that authorities haven't produced evidence he was planning any violence. Maybe he's doing a reboot of the Roadrunner cartoon. Maybe he needed,
He works for Acme, Stephanie.
Yeah, maybe he works for Acme.
Uh-huh. I think he's trying to get the Eagle Scout badge for bombs. Yeah, that's probably what happened there. It was just a homework assignment. Look, this tells us, Stephanie, is first, through my 25 years of law enforcement, I was consistently amazed at what is out on the street. I mean, it can literally make you sick to your stomach. I never forget, in Cleveland, Ohio, we hit a house, went upstairs in the attic. There were crates, unopened crates of fully automatic rifles. I mean, that's what you're up against. Yeah. And the concern moving forward with the Trump administration is, if we're going to take our eyes off the domestic terror problem, we're going to see this happen a lot.
I omitted a key piece of evidence to an FBI agent. he also, was using pictures of President Biden for target practice that he believed that political assassination should be brought back. So now, I don't know what you need to charge.
Brought back? When was it ever a proper thing?
Right. But I mean, I guess what they're saying is the judge determined that he could be released into house arrest into his mom's home. What? Why does, first of all, the January 6th zip cut tie guy, his mom, brought his mom to the insurrection. He's a clear and present danger, but I guess even if you find that much stuff, there's nothing you can charge, Frank?
Here's a message to all the moms out there. If there's a full-grown adult living in your basement, you might want to do some intelligence collection, just suggesting that. Because it seems to be a theme here.
If he has an unnatural interest in zip ties.
Yeah. But can you see how difficult the challenge is for the FBI, the ATF? Yeah. And by the way, let's talk, the ATF has been very visible in both Las Vegas and New Orleans in those cases, right? They are the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives experts. And we are talking about Trump counselors saying, we need to do away with the ATF. They don't like guns. Let's just do away with it. That's where we're headed.
Here's the one bright spot in the story, I hate to say, but it's just perhaps his own incompetence. He apparently only has two fingers on his right hand. So he might
That's not... a clue. We call that a clue.
That's a clue, yes.
Might not be that good at the explosives game. Okay, one last one I save for you. A leader of the right-wing militia group, Oath Keepers, has been exposed as a former homicide detective in the Las Vegas Police Department who was disgraced for advocating race war, according to a new report. The movement was central, of course, to the January 6th insurrection. It has grown and is adding multiple members with law enforcement backgrounds. These disclosures show, once again, police departments aren't taking the threat of extremists in the ranks seriously. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell, of course, caused controversy on the right by saying, you know, military veterans have caused, you know, more violence here than people coming across the border, which is statistically true. He goes back to Tim McVeigh, you know, and so, Frank, let's talk about that, because, you know, it's only going to get worse under Trump, whether it's in the military or the police department.
So you don't think Pete Hegseth, as Secretary of Defense, is going to fix?
Oh, yeah, that should solve that. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, we're talking about Hegseth as SecDef, and he's got tattoos on him that by some accounts, are known white supremacist tattoos, right? Now, he's going to claim they're Christian, and you can have that argument at the Senate Judiciary Committee. But here's the thing. We have a disproportionate number of military and law enforcement veterans, and you just look at January 6th arrests there. Who are searching for a cause, and the bad guys are more than likely to recruit them for their cause. And we're not doing enough, both New Orleans and Las Vegas suspects, veterans.
Yeah.
We're not doing enough to give these folks direction and mission and counter the homegrown extremism problem here. And if we don't do it, they will find a way to act out and find their own purpose. And it's not going to get suppressed under the next administration.
God help us, everyone. It's a little twist on Tiny
Tim.
Sure. Okay. Frank,
Happy
thanks. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking time. I know you've been so busy this week, unfortunately.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Stay safe.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
okay.
Frank.
Thanks, Frank. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF.
Perf.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Right.
That's how I remember it, because it does sound cute, like a furf. Like, it's like a smurf and a something mixed. A furf.
It's like a little burp.
Right, right. It's the new year. Time to make a difference. If you've been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FERF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science. And reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper events with top thinkers and activists and so much more. Take action now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text the last name Miller to 511-511. Become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. We can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298.
That's 800-640-6298.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Stephanie Miller.
We're back.
Yes, I am, bitches. Happy New Year. We're live. 56 minutes after the hour, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse had to reschedule. We were going to have him next hour, but he watches us. Hi. He watches our YouTube.
He might be watching you on his flight right now, yeah, for all we know.
Right. He's in the air, but that's very exciting. I'm a huge, huge fan. Okay, as I am of Frankie Figgs, who was fantastic. But by the way, Secretary Mayorkas, to a lot of Frank's points about the terrorism problem.
We have a heightened threat environment, as Director Wray and the Attorney General both articulated, and we've been saying this for quite a number of months. We have not only the persistent threat of foreign terrorism that, of course, created the Department of Homeland Security, but we have adverse nation states. And for the past 10 years, we've seen a significant increase in what we term homegrown violent extremism. It is a very difficult threat landscape, and it is why that we as a community, not just the federal government, but state and local officials and residents, need to be alert to it and take the precautions necessary to avoid violence from occurring.
Yeah. As Frank Flaguzzi just said, God help us all. Because you know that no one in the Trump administration is ever going to tell you the truth.
Nope.
They're never going to say we have a right-wing, you know, MAGA extremism problem, which we do.
The successful conclusion of the Sugar Bowl is a powerful example of a response to a tragedy and precautionary measures taken in its wake. We deployed additional personnel. We worked very closely with public officials and law enforcement in New Orleans to make sure the Sugar Bowl proceeded accordingly. We took additional sweeping measures and screening measures. So we took a host of actions to supplement that which already was in place, and we are proceeding accordingly with respect to the state funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, the inauguration of President-elect Trump, and continuing thereon.
All right. Stephanie Miller's show rolls on.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Facebook and Instagram owner Meta saying Tuesday that it's scrapping its third-party fact-checking program and replacing it with a community notes program written by users, similar to the model used by Elon Musk's social media platform X. A strong earthquake in Tibet has killed at least 126 people and damaged hundreds of homes. Dozens of aftershocks have struck the region about 50 miles away from Mount Everest. Strong winds in Southern California could hit hurricane strength and spur wildfires.
This is forecast to be the most extreme wind event in Southern California, particularly in LA County, since 2011. And here's what makes it so dangerous. The National Weather Service is predicting winds of up to 100 miles per hour through most of LA County. They're predicting many toppled trees, power outages, flipped over big rigs, mobile homes, trailers, long lines at airports.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Southern California. This is ABC News.